Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sally, jobs on the line at MPI.
They are. The Ministry for Primary Industries is proposing to cut around 384 jobs, 40% of which are vacant, in a bid to save 7.5% of its budget. Director General Ray Smith told staff this week that MPI will significantly reduce its spend on contractors and consultants, which was nearly $58 million in the 2022-23 year, but job cuts are still required. The cuts won't affect frontline services like vets, biosecurity or animal welfare officers. MPI says consultation with staff has begun and decisions are expected by mid-May.
We'll be hearing more about that. And more ultra-dry regions in the South Island will be getting help.
Yes, a drought has officially been declared in Canterbury and Otago, joining Nelson, Marlborough and Tasman, where a drought was declared last week. The declaration unlocks support like tax relief and enables the Ministry for Social Development to consider rural assistant payments. $70,000 has also been given to the rural support trusts in Canterbury and Otago. Dan Hodgen farms sheep and beef in Harwooden in North Canterbury. He says the help is really needed.
Definitely dry, drier than a normal summer. We had a reasonable spring, so there is still some tear ground on more extensive places, but winter crops are struggling. It's certainly hard work getting anything into the ground at the moment. A lot of people holding off, a lot of people sort of taking it on faith and having a crack and drilling anyway, but nothing much really taking off. So we've still got a chance, I guess, to get decent rain before winter and get some recovery, but that window will close in the next sort of 3 to 4 weeks, I guess.
Now, this very dry weather is also leading to other problems. Creeks and streams are drying out, I hear.
They are. Green Street Creek near Ashburton ran dry this week, killing fish, eels and freshwater crayfish. Now, this is despite locals and farmers trying to raise the alarm with the Canterbury Regional Council for weeks. On Wednesday, the council said pumping water into the dried up creek was not a straightforward request and would only be a temporary solution. But just a day later, on Thursday, the council's chief executive gave farmers the green light to pump water into the stream. Local farmer Daryl Butterick says it's great ECAN has finally seen sense.
We're very grateful, but should have happened 3 weeks ago. You know, it would have saved a lot of wildlife in that creek. But hey, at least they've finally come to their senses and allowed us to do it. Probably something to do with a little bit of egg on their face. Or actually, to be fair, probably the whole chook. Way they handled it.
Mr. Butterick began pumping water into Green Street Creek on Thursday afternoon and it's beginning to flow again.
So what does Environment Canterbury have to say?
Well, the council's chief executive wasn't available for an interview this week, but in a statement, Dr. Stephanie Rexica says she's aware of the community's frustration and acknowledged the council hadn't kept locals informed. She made the call to allow water to be diverted into Green Street Creek, but didn't really give a reason as to why. She says the diversion fixes the current situation, but future conversations about the needs and interests of the community and environment need to be had in the face of climate change.
No doubt the drought's continuing to affect livestock sales.
Yes, well, about 1,100 beef weaners were sold in Temuka this week. These are the younger cattle who've been weaned off milk and are grazing pasture. The sale isn't usually held until after Easter, but farmers are struggling with dwindling feed and wanted to offload excess stock.
And what's happening in the horticulture sector?
After the impacts of Cyclone Gabrielle, apple growers had been hoping for a comeback year, and feedback about the earliest exportable apple variety, A1, has been very positive in China and Vietnam. Early signals from Europe are also positive, especially from Germany. Now, Tomatoes New Zealand chair Barry O'Neill says the season started well with good prices for growers, but with lots of tomatoes now in the market, prices have dived. And just before I go, some news about the Kaimanawa horse muster next month. The Department of Conservation is working to remove 230 horses from the Kaimanawa range in the central North Island. However, there are concerns the cost of living will see fewer people take on the horses. Only a handful of applications have come through ahead of the muster.
Mm. Oh, well, thank you very much, Sally.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.